Hallelujah. It's only Jesus can satisfy you. It's only Jesus can give you what you're really looking for. If you really need a good life, turn to Jesus. If you really need a good life, call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is pleasure, real pleasure, in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is satisfaction in the Lord Jesus Christ. You may not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but the Lord Jesus Christ believes in you. You may not believe in God, but God believes in you. Judgment day is coming, and you may not want to have anything to do with God right now, but on the day of judgment, God is going to judge you. So get to know the Lord Jesus Christ now. Talk it over with the Lord Jesus Christ now and start connecting with God now. Get to know God before you die. Get to know God before you leave this world. Get to know the Lord Jesus Christ before you close your eyes in death. Get to know the Lord Jesus Christ before you take your last breath. Salvation is in no other except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is in no other except in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Jesus only. No other prophet, no other God, no other Savior, only the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ only. No other. No other way. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ only. No matter what you want to say, it's only Jesus. It's Jesus only. So get to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn away from your sins. Turn back to Jesus. Even if you have backslidden, even though you have backslidden, turn back to Jesus. Jesus is calling the backsliders to come back. He's calling you to come back. It does not matter how many sins you have committed. The Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for you to come back to Him. Confess your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ.
What you gonna do when they come for you? What you gonna do when they come for you? You know, my friends, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after death comes the judgment. We are here tonight because of the love of God. God is speaking again tonight to someone tonight. You keep ignoring the voice of God all the time. How long are you going to keep running? You can run from the truth, but you cannot hide from the truth, because one day you'll bow before the truth. Because the scripture declares that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, Amir, you may say, I don't need Jesus. That's all right, my friend. Guess what? The same Jesus you don't need, you're going to bow before one day. What's he going to say to you? Depart from me, I don't know you. But tonight the love of God is reaching out to you, friends. The devil is lying to you and tell you to keep sinning, living in sin. You know you're living in sin, and the wages of sin is death, friend. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord Jesus said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking at the door of your heart tonight, friend. You keep walking by and walking by. You know why you're here tonight? One more day? It's the love of God. God wants you to make it right. He wants you to make it right. He wants you to call upon Him, seek Him before it's too late. Young ladies, you need to seek the Lord before it's too late. If you are living in sin, you need to understand that the wages of sin is death, and you're playing Russian roulette with your life. That's what you're doing, friend. Eternity is a long time, a very long time. You know, it is written, whatever God done for me, He can do for you too, and He wants to do it for you too. There is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do it for you. And there's always room on the cross. And tonight the hands of God is stretched out to you. He's calling to you, come now and let us reason together. Come to Him and He'll give you rest. He'll give you rest for your soul, friend. You may say, but I have lots of time to live. Who told you that? You know what's going to happen tomorrow? Tomorrow is not guarantee you, my friend. Tomorrow is not guarantee you. If you're hiding behind a religious spirit, if you're hiding behind religion, religion is not going to save you. You are saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's how you are saved. The lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. John the Baptist said that, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Religion cannot save you, my friend. Religion is man trying to get to God their own way. But salvation is God came to redeem his creation back unto himself. What are you going to do? Hide behind religion? You're going to hide behind a religious spirit? It's not going to save you. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, friend. He's gone to prepare a place and he's coming again. Very soon. Soon and very soon, the songwriter said, we are going to see the King. King Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus. That's the name. The saving name of God. Jesus. Salvation is found in that name. There's healing in that name. There's deliverance in that name. That name is the highest name in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. That's the highest name. There is no other name like that. No matter what prophet or what religious person you have, the name of Jesus Christ is the highest name in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth. My friend, it's all through the blood of Jesus Christ. You are here again tonight. One more day, Toronto. One more night. One more night, the Lord is calling to you to come to him before it's too late. Come to him before it's too late, because you are living on borrowed time. You are living on borrowed time, friend. The world you're living in is heading for sudden destruction. Yes, sudden destruction, my friend. Look around you today. You see what's happening in the world. You may say, but this has been going on a long time, my friend. These are the signs of the coming of the Lord. And he said he's going to come like a thief in the night. But then, you got to understand something too. Death might come for you before. What you going to do when they come for you? You know, what you going to do when the angel of death come calling for you? What you going to do? What are you going to do? Where can you run and hide from God? There's no hiding place. You cannot hide from God. Young ladies, you need to turn to the Lord. He loves you and he's calling to you. And the young men and the old men and the middle-aged men and everyone that's walking around, you need to know that the God that created you is calling to you. He loves you. And he's trying to tell you, you have one more day. One more day, my friend. One more day. But what do you mean, one more day, my friend? Well, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I don't know. There can be a very big earthquake. Who knows? Who knows what could happen? And you keep running. You may say, I have a good job. Is that right? You have a good job, eh? God said, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. He's going to shake the heavens and shake the earth. And everything that can be shaken will be shaken, my friend. You have a good job now. You have a house. You have everything. Well, let me tell you something. All of that's going to be shaken. The writing is already on the wall, young man. Young man, young lady, the writing is on the wall. And it says, you are going to die. You need to set your house in order. What do you mean I'm going to die? Yes, you're going to die. When? I don't know. I don't know when you're going to die. You have an appointment with death. And after death comes a judgment. What are you going to tell God? What are you going to say? God provided for you. God provided salvation for you through Jesus Christ. That's what he did. Jesus shed his blood so you and I can live. He gave his life so that you and I can live. Could you imagine that? That is what you call love. It was the love of God that kept him on the cross. It's not the nails that kept him on the cross. It's love. It's love that kept him on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, many of you today, you have on your fancy clothes. God is not impressed with your clothes. He's not impressed with your nice smelling cologne or your perfume. He's looking at your heart. and the man's heart is wicked and deceitful above all things. Desperately wicked. Your heart is fooling you. It's fooling you to tell you everything is okay. But when it's not okay, you need to turn to the Lord before it's too late, my friend. Because Jesus is coming again very soon, and he's coming to judge the wicked. Yes, my friend. Jesus said you must repent, or you shall all likewise perish. Yes, you shall all likewise perish. You need to turn to the Lord before it's too late. Yes, my friend. Young man, young ladies, God loves you. Religion cannot save you, only Jesus can. He's the Savior of the world. There are millions of religions in this world today, thousands of religions in this world today. They come into God the wrong way. You need to come through the door. And the door is Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can get into the kingdom of God. You have to come through the door. Jesus said, I am the door, and he that enter through me shall be saved. He didn't say religion. He didn't say the church. The church cannot save you. The church cannot save you. Only Jesus can save you, my friend. Yes, Jesus Christ is the Savior, not the church, not the building. Jesus is the Savior, not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Krishna. None of these people can save you. They're all dead, and they're always going to stay dead. Jesus Christ is the only one resurrected from the Christ. He's the only one resurrected from the dead. What about Judaism? Well, they rejected the Messiah, but they will accept him in the end. The very same Messiah that they... Jesus Christ is the Messiah of Israel, and he's the Savior of Israel. That's what he is. Judaism go by the Torah, but they don't believe in the New Testament. That's all right, she can tape. I'm telling her the truth. She can tape. I'm telling you that God loves everybody, but they all have to come the same way. It's all through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the way it comes, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Not the blood of bulls nor rams, but the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what it is. I don't know why people get so scared when people are taping them. You're speaking the truth. What are they going to do? You can't do anything. It doesn't matter. You can't do anything against the truth, but for the truth. That's what they did for Jesus too. Well, that's all right. They turn it against Jesus too. I'm speaking the truth. The truth is Jesus. He's the Savior. He's Israel Messiah. The one that they rejected. The very same one they will accept in the end. That's what it is. Yes, he's the Messiah, the soon coming King, the King of Kings, the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty in battle. He is the Savior, and you call upon him and you will be saved. If you're hiding behind a religious spirit, that's not going to save you. Jesus called the religious people hypocrites. He said they look good on the outside, but they are dead on the inside. That's what they are. They look good, they come with the right words to you. They dress right, but they have no spirit, no Holy Spirit dwelling in them. They have a religious spirit. That's what they have. And they come speaking the words of God, speaking their own words in their own way. My friends, I need to let you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. And tonight the Lord is calling to you. He wants to give you rest for your soul. Why would you stay living in sin? The price has already been paid. It is finished. The ransom is already paid, my friend. Jesus Christ paid that ransom. He was wounded for our transgression. He's the one. He was bruised for our iniquity. Our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Jesus Christ. And with his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep, we have gone astray, but God had laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He gave his life so you can live, so I can live. That is what you call love. Hallelujah. Would you give your life for somebody? Would you give your life so that someone can live? And you keep rejecting the love of God. You keep rejecting the love of God. Every single day God is calling to you. But you're so proud. You're so proud of living in your sinful lifestyle. That's the way the world is today. so proud. They're so proud of living their sinful lifestyle. Don't you know the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. Because our body is the temple of God, and if you destroy this temple, God will destroy you. And the devil knows that. He knows we are God's creation and we are made in His likeness and image. So He hates us, He hates you, and He hates me. And He comes to destroy you, and He's telling you to live how you want to live. Everything is okay. It's not okay. How could it be okay? You tell me. How could it be okay? It's not okay. It's not okay with your life, friend. Look at you, some of you beautiful people. You don't know what you're doing to yourself. You're destroying your body. You don't even know what you're doing to yourself. Jesus Christ is telling to you, you need to repent from your sin. Repent and turn to God before it's too late, friend. Repent and turn to God before it's too late. What are you living for? Pleasure? Is that it? Is that what you're doing? You know what is right. You know what is wrong. You know when you live a certain way, you're living in sin. The guys tell you they love you. What they love you for? You tell me what they love you for. You know why they love you. They tell every woman they meet the same thing. You're going after the desires of the flesh. God loves you. There's a better way. There's a better way of living, friend. You're just fooling yourself. You're just fooling yourself. I know you're fooling yourself. There is a better way. I can tell you one thing for sure. Death is waiting for you. And after death comes judgment. But it's the second death you need to worry about. That's the one you need to worry about. The second one. Yeah. Eternity is a long time.
Ne zaman yaklaşıyor? 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 Ne